touched, yeah. Shine it up, rev it up, and let it run, yeah. It gets a high riding off into the sun, yeah. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drug through the mud. Runs on dreams and gas.
Central Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, slight storm chance, low 60s. For tomorrow, more humid, partly sunny, isolated storms, muggy highs in the low 80s. Low 80s Friday, scattered storms. Some storms still possible Saturday, dry and pleasant Sunday. Right now it's 80.
Afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to WRI's Playmakers. Let's get it going. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a great Wednesday out there. Your host, James. I'm joined by sports directors at WFHR and WIRI, Michael Comer.
Hello, buddy.
Good to have you here, man. Good to hang out with you today. We're not alone. We're not only got all of you out there to hang out with us, but we are going to be joined at 4:30 for the fourth period. Head coach, GM, if you're Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul, going to join us. Looking forward to that. I love talking hockey in the summer like I love talking baseball in winter. I was talking to Seth about this earlier.
Yep.
There's something about just the energy and the hope. There's so much hope involved. Yeah. And it's one of the few times in sports everybody can be hopeful, pretty much.
It's kind of like football year-round, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But hey, thanks. Speaking of that, we've got, 2 weeks before training camp starts?
That's incredible. It's crazy how quickly, every year it does this to me. It sneaks up on me. I think that, we got all this time in between.
No, we don't. I mean, we're about a month away from the first Packer preseason game at home against the New York Packers, so... Or formerly known as New York Packers, but either way.
Since we're here, and to the audience, of course, you guys direct the show, 715-424-2600. Call up. You want to talk about something else, we'll talk about that. But for right now, what I want to dive into you with, Michael, and we thank our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods giving us a chance to hang out with all of you, talk some sports. I want to get into two football conversations, so as long as we're talking that, let's just go ahead and lean into that right now. I got a trade proposal that is building more and more steam that I want to get with you, talk a little bit about, get your opinion.
An actual trade proposal, or you one of yours?
No, it's one that is actually gaining steam with people that actually are a lot, I'll say this, have a lot more power in sports than I'll ever have.
Okay, all right.
But I can pull off a pretty good trade on Madden. I will admit, I pull off, and I'm fair with the computer. I like to make it fair. I don't try to do one of these crazy trades, we'll get to that in a moment. Right now, you and I were talking about something in our pregame about the collusion that has come out with the NFL and the Players Union, and the idea that they are going to be keeping all these things under wraps, and I wanted to talk about that with you and get your take on that.
Yeah, it looks bad for everybody. I mean, looking at the whole thing, I mean, I paged through it on my phone here before I got here, and boy, it just doesn't look good for anybody. I mean, the collusion findings is what they're trying to pull it up on my phone.
I'll do it real quick here and then get your opinion. The NFL, and this is coming from Don Van Netta and Kayleen Kyler from ESPN. The NFL and senior leaders of the NFL Players Association struck an unusual confidentiality agreement that hid the details of an arbitration decision from players, including a finding that league executives had urged them to reload. In my computer, of course, is messing up too.
Urged owners to reduce guaranteed player compensation, multiple sources told ESPN. On January 14th, arbitrator Christopher Deroni ruled there wasn't sufficient evidence of collusion by owners in contract negotiations with quarterbacks after the record fully guaranteed contract signed by quarterback Deshaun Watson in 2022. Mm-hmm. Any such collusion to keep salaries down would violate the collective bargaining agreement between the NFL and the union. But Droney concluded that the NFLPA showed by a clear preponderance. Oh, that's a gold star. I deserve a bell for that one.
You deserve a lot more than that. You picked up my rebound, man. Nice job.
But the preponderance, if I can find where I was, of the evidence, whatever that preponderance means, I don't know. But I'll preponder what it looks like, it looks, or what it means.
There you go.
But basically, that Commissioner Roger Goodell and the league's general counsel, Jeff Pasch, had urged owners to restrict guaranteed money in player contracts. There's more to it. It's a 61-page ruling, a secret until 2 weeks ago when the Pablo Torre Findings Out podcast published some of this. So, I mean, it's a little bit lengthy of an article here, so we're not gonna bore you with it. But it just makes everybody look bad.
So it doesn't look like I'm trying to act smart here, I looked it up. The preponderance, the quality or fact of being greater in number, quantity, and or importance. I thought that's what it meant. It seemed like that's what it meant, but I had to make sure, and I wasn't going to lie to the audience and act like I knew that.
You're telling me preponderance is preposterous.
Yes, nicely done. And again, great rebound, great pickup with my computer.
Hey, no problem, buddy. It finally loaded for me. So
there's two big things. Oh, there's a couple of big things from this, of course, but there's two that stand out to me. One, Deshaun Watson, it's one of the worst things that ever happened in the NFL on many levels. Obviously, with his off-the-field stuff and everything, he's a creep. He's a weirdo, and not the good kind of weirdo, but the just nasty kind of human being. And this is all out there. This is all stuff that he's owned up to.
Yeah, this isn't just your opinion.
Exactly. And if you want to defend him, please feel free to call up and defend Deshaun Watson. But you can't. What you can't defend, no matter how big of a fan you are of his or anything like that, is that contract. Not only has he not lived up to it, there was no human being alive that could.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes wouldn't have been able to live up to that contract. The what Cleveland did and what their ownership did with that was a bellwether to all NFL owners of look what we could do, look what we could do. I'm a new owner and all these things and stuff, a new-ish owner and all that. And thinking that the NFL owners created this monster.
Mm-hmm.
They created this.
Yep.
Of course he thinks he can do this. Of course they think they can get away with these things because they do. And now we got even more evidence of it. That yes, of course they think they can get away with it and act like they're I don't say these things lightly. I'm not a person that throws things around like this. They act like old plantation owners. That's what they're acting like. It doesn't take a lot. It is not a big leap here to find that. There is a gigantic difference of the human beings that in that situation and the human beings in this situation, obviously. But if you're looking at the mentality of these human beings and the there is no accountability. There is no buddy telling them no. There's nothing but an inner circle of yes men around them. And the one person who was supposed to be in charge of all this on paper is their biggest yes man they have. And then we have evidence more and more and more, not just with this story, but we've had stories in the past. We have inklings of these things in the past.
Yep.
And anybody that thinks that owners don't talk or communicate, I've got a bridge in San Francisco I would love to sell you. I got some land on the moon that I think you'd really like.
Yep.
Just give me a call after the show. I'll hook you up. I know a guy. When it comes to this, and the Deshaun Watson thing is a whole other side story, too, because with this, they were never going to let this happen again.
No.
They were never. This is like you are never going to see another. I don't know when you're going to see another hip hop act in the halftime show. They ain't letting that happen again. I enjoyed it. I know. But as I was watching it, I'm like, this is the last time I will ever see this. This is never happening again. They are never going to let a contract like this happen again until they have to, of course, when the, you know, everything raises up and everything. They weren't going to let it happen again. And they were going to make so certain of it that they had conversations in email. Which you never leave a paper trail. That anybody will tell you that. That's the not only this every game 101, whether business, spy game, whatever you want to talk about. Not only did they do that, but they have other evidence out there of them colluding and doing this. And they don't care. They don't care. There's no shame anymore, man. There's no accountability anymore. Only the people that have it are the last decent people we have in positions of power or anything like that. Like, when's the last time you heard certain people ever have any accountability? Ever admit, you know what, I was wrong. I did something wrong. When's the last time you heard somebody in power do that?
Oh, well, technically my girlfriend this weekend.
Yeah, that's a good point. I want to send shout out to all the significant others out there, because yeah, that is true. It's a good point. This is one of those stories where it isn't shocking, but it backs up that kind of the things that you can't prove that you know are true, but they just are. Like, it's like I'm positive that skim milk is just water.
Oh, me too.
I'm positive.
There's a reason why I won't touch it.
I won't even touch. No, I won't even look at it. No, get it out of here. Yeah. That's water. I'll have a glass of water if I want water.
Yes.
I don't want water colored white. I don't need
that. Yeah, water flavored milk.
I can't prove that. I can't prove it, but I believe it.
Oh, I tell my doctor that every year.
This is another one of those stories. I'd like to know what the audience thinks about this one. Do you care? Do you care? That's the other part of this, because I feel like they should be held accountable for these things. Am I alone on an island? Am I just yelling at the clouds and everything? Am I lost the point? We're hearing this with the steroids talk now, and that they're getting to a point where the voters in baseball are going to be not even caring about steroids.
Yeah.
We're hearing about that and stuff. So I don't know if I'm old. I don't know if I care about something that few do. And if I am, I'll be honest. Look, if I'm the only man, I'll shut up. If I'm the only person that feels like is sees a problem with this. And one other thing that I want to let you touch on too, Michael, before we let go of this topic. The idea that nobody looks good here. Because all this stuff I'm saying is about NFL owners and the NFL.
Yep.
We all expect that from them.
Yep.
We expect more from the players' union. We expect more from the people that are
stereotypically
in charge,
yes,
of the players' union. Yes, yes. And it can be the trouble that has troubled unions from day one, and where a union is supposed to be about the workers and helping the workers get what they deserve. Not more than they deserve, what they deserve. What every human being deserves. Treated respectfully, having safe working conditions, etc., etc. Over the years, and me and my people got to take a little bit of a hit for this, it's gotten twisted. And it's mm-hmm. interesting to see, even at the highest of levels, with the amount of money, more money than they could even count, they could ever know what to do with, you still got these problems.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. The owners, you're right, don't really expect too much different from the owners. But from an organization standpoint, the organization, and I'm speaking in a stereotype here, that, we're for the working man, we're for to not get them more than they deserve, but get them what they should get. We're not them, we're not them, we're not this. They sure look like them now.
I'll say this too. I'm in favor of unions. I'm in favor of unions because there's not a better option. I'm in favor of unions because this is the best we got right now.
Yeah.
I will say I'm in favor of unions in the most definitive of the sentence, of the word, and what it means, not a twisted version of it or anything like that. I am in favor of people having power because they have it. They just don't always use it. They just don't always know that they have it. It is so much a thing of power.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing it all over the place right now in almost every industry. People in power, people are getting scared. The employees have power. We just did a story the other day about this, where there's a bunch of businesses out there, a lot in the medical field, that are just telling people, we don't want you to have a work-life balance. We want you to be obsessed with our job.
Yep.
We want you to never leave the job. We want you to always be a part of the job, et cetera, et cetera. They're going, that shows you how scared they are. That shows you how fearful they are that employees are actually getting some kind of control and power over their lives and actually getting paid decently in some fields. And not all,
no,
but in
no,
some
you're
fields.
Absolutely right on that.
I'm talking about we're living in a state that hasn't changed minimum wage in the century. Like, it's insane. But when it comes to this and when it comes to the people that are supposed to be representing the players with their intent, I don't know that they always do. And I don't know that they're alone in this. I don't know. I haven't done a deep dive in every league and every players' union. But I will say that the NFL seems to be one of the ones that you worry about the most.
Yeah.
And for me, at least, I worry about the most. So I did have one other thing, if you were done.
Yeah, basically, it's just the union, the Players Association there, they are, by allowing this to stay quiet, or basically covering up where they might have been okay with it, which is the way I kind of take it, is that they were okay with this. We just don't want to get it out that we're okay with this. They're no better than the owners. No, is this going to stop? Is this going to stop people watching it? No. Are people really going to care? No. But it's something to keep an eye on because, boy, oh, boy. If you're a player, how do you feel about that, saying the people are supposed to have my back? Have the back of the people who are, like you said, slave owners.
I think that this story, maybe it doesn't get people. This story, maybe it doesn't get anybody to click off their TV or stop their streaming or something like that. But this adds up.
Mm-hmm.
If you add this rock and there's another story and another story and it's another story, it piles up. And pretty soon, you it's going to weigh down on them. And they are going to feel it. Nothing stays on top forever. Either.
No.
Nothing stays on top forever. Football was never even supposed to be the number one show. Yeah. It was always supposed to be baseball. Baseball was always supposed to have this. They had this.
And baseball did it to themselves.
Baseball only lost it because they messed it up themselves with things like this.
There's truth to the adage of you either die the hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the enemy.
Yeah. The other football story that I did want to get into with you is it is gaining more and more steam. We saw a story a couple of days ago from Ahmed Kumar about the Packers' interest in T.J. Watt and the idea of them trading for him. We're hearing reports out of Pittsburgh that it's becoming more and more likely that he may not be in Pittsburgh at the start of the season. There's no reports on where he might go outside of that, but the idea that he could be gone. There isn't a whole lot of T.J. Watts usually out there for the picking. You don't get a lot of guys like this that are available. I will say a couple of sides of this real quick. That of one, huge fan of T.J. Watt, huge fan of the Watt family.
Yeah.
Love those guys. Love these. I love storylines. I love the idea of him coming to Wisconsin and finishing his career in his home state. All of those things. It's also noted that he has been not only Defensive Player of the Year a number of times, but almost as many times not been able to finish the season because of injuries.
Just like his brother.
And he is 30, and the money, if this trade were to go through, he's expecting a contract at the end of it that looks like Myles Garrett's. And I don't know that he's worth that, and I hate saying that.
If he's going to give a hometown discount to Green Bay, then okay, but if not, just let him go.
Not even a gigantic discount, not even anything huge. I mean, just some kind of discount in understanding that if he's healthy 17, 20 games a season, sure, give him the Myles Garrett money, he's worth it. It's only because of the injuries that you can't predict. And football is a funny thing in this regard, especially football. The injuries you have to assume.
Yeah, they're going to happen.
In any other sport, and not even in hockey, do you do this necessarily? Where I'm going to lose my right winger. He's definitely going to get hurt sometime this season. You plan for it because you always plan for the worst, hope for the best. But in football, you just assume, this guy can't play 18 games. There's no way he can play 18 games. I definitely got to have a backup for him. So if all of those factors are there, it's got to be the right price. And I can't imagine the Pittsburgh's letting him go for anything other than a king's ransom.
Nope, they're not going to. They're gonna basically use him as ransom, basically.
Would you out there, because I feel like I can tell, not to judge this or anything, but I don't think you think he's worth that.
No.
I'm curious to the audience, if you think he is, I will say I've also been the person barking one of the loudest that Green Bay needs a killer out there. They need a next stomper out there.
TJ
Watt's
one.
A killer. TJ Watt's a killer.
He is.
And there's not a whole lot of them growing on trees. There's nobody, and anybody that has one, even Cleveland is hanging on to theirs with all dear life. And that tells you how valuable. I know that that we all agree that a starting quarterback you could believe in is the most valuable thing possibly in sports. I don't think that a great legendary 10-year left tackle is much different, or a killer on defense that you have to account for. I'm not just saying a good player. Right. I mean Lawrence Taylor. I mean the guy that you're
Nitschke, Butkus.
Your quarterback, you're a quarterback with ice water in their veins. All of a sudden, it warms up a little bit in those veins when that guy's on the other side.
Yep.
I will give T.J. Watt that.
Oh, for sure.
He is definitely that.
J.J. was too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know between the two of them who's the better player, but I will say that when it came to which one I'm more intimidated by, it's still J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
It's still.
He's faster. He's faster, I think. Well, and that's speed kills.
TJ seems like he can put on the mentality and everything, but he's pretty much always TJ. JJ Watt's Jekyll and Hyde. JJ Watt, when he's talking about raising money, when he's in Texas and they have the floods and he's raising all that money for the people down there and doing good like that, he's got that Sears smile, that beautiful, he could have easily worked in JCPenney catalogs for his whole life. He's got a great smile, great face, all that.
Michael Strahan, too. We have to save for the tooth gap. You have to.
Once he's on the field, he is a completely different human being.
Yep.
Completely different. I don't know that he would save an animal. I'm not sure. He is a monster out there, and I love it. I love players like that. I grew up, my favorite linebacker of all times, Mike Singletary, the definition of this. Mike Singletary be praying with you at timeout, and as soon as it was back in, he's the samurai.
Oh, yeah, he's going to kill you.
With a guy like that, I see the temptation. I see the low-hangingness of that fruit and just wanting to grab it. Green Bay's way too smart to do something like that. Mm-hmm. They're not some of these franchises out there. They're not going to do something
New Orleans
crazy.
Trading away everybody for Ricky Williams. Yeah.
But I have to admit, it's interesting to talk about. It's interesting to see it even being talked about. It also brings up something else, and I kind of touched on this a little bit with Seth this morning on our Sunrise show right here at 105.5. Join us every morning, 7 to 9. One of the things that I think is interesting is the younger generation and how much more they are interested in the transaction than the score. And it's beginning more and more. Some of us older heads, and I include you in that a little bit, Michael, not that you're old, but just that you come
from... I feel like it.
The generation... Yeah, you got an old soul, I'll say that. But you come from a generation still of caring about the score. So that's all I mean by that. With that happening more and more, whether we like it or not, that generation is the one that they're marketing to. They're pandering to. Every industry, let alone every sports industry, is going to.
Yep.
They're not making changes in baseball left and right for me. They're not doing it for my age generation. They don't care. Hey, that's great if you're watching, but you're not our coveted dynamic. We want that 18 to 24, 27 range. It used to be 18 to 34. Now it is 18 to 27. That's what they're really gunning in on, and they really want that audience. That they're looking at anybody who they think has disposable income, and that's where they're going to market things towards. And with that, the transaction has become bigger and bigger and bigger in all of these sports. And some sports are ahead of the game on this one, like football, where there is no offseason.
Yep.
If you work at the NFL Network, you're working every day 24/7 all year round.
Or they lease you out here and there.
Yeah.
And
basketball got this too, but basketball is never going to be as popular. And basketball gets its own way too often. A story like that we're talking about, the collusion story, if that's in basketball, that is getting people to stop. That is getting people to turn away. Football is just it's such a train that's running down that track so fast now. It's not stopping. But basketball tries this a little bit. And
they did today with releasing the pairings of the in-season tournament.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they just did that today.
More on that later. When it comes to hockey, I will say I'm very impressed with the way hockey, I'm not talking about the marketing people and all that. They're doing a good job and everything. So many of the old people in hockey, people like my dad, people like that have been loving hockey forever a certain way, how happy they are with the product. And how good they are with the game being celebrated as much as it is. I really think it's such an ESPN talking point. I'm not saying that in Canada it isn't, a national disgrace or anything like that. But the idea that the Stanley Cup has been won in Florida over six times in the last handful of years or whatever, and all these things. I don't think people are really up in arms about things about like this.
No,
what they care about is what's happening now. Mm-hmm. Who just signed? Who got traded?
Yep.
All these things. It's interesting to me. And that stuff was always interesting to me, but not more than the score, not more than the game, not more, you know, I never would have, I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that they would just go that route with this. So it's interesting.
Well, I mean, in part, to your point, that's where you get so many people that are like, well, I don't care whether the Packers win or the Bears win or the whatever, as long as my player on fantasy did well.
Yeah, yeah.
You're that seeing too. That more and more and more. And I sit there and I'm like, well, then you shouldn't be watching the game. Because to me, the outcome of the game matters more than any of that crap.
Yeah. The little bit of breaking news here. The Brewers just officially won their game against the Dodgers, sweeping the Dodgers.
That's why I just rolled my eyes because I saw it come through.
Congratulations to Brewer fans out there. That's awesome. And, you know, what does it mean all season? Not a whole lot, but you got to love these things when they happen in baseball. It's like the Florida Marlins are on a run right now. That's awesome. It's great. It's cool.
White Sox, didn't they sweep the Yankees earlier this year?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, these things happen. I love it in sports. You can't make it, you can't take it, like, if you're in that clubhouse, if you're a Brewer fan, go ahead and get excited. But outside of that, I don't think you get any too alarmed about anything. If you're the Dodgers, you're not going to go crazy now at the trade deadline and get rid of everybody or gain everybody. Now, what you hope is if you're the Brewers or you're any team like that in that position, that you are a buyer, that you are doing some things, that you're making some moves and you're showing your fan base you want to win. It's vital to your market, whoever you are, whether you are the Brewers, the Cardinals, or anybody else, you got to show your... Because even if you're a seller...
you got to show you're doing some.
Yes, you got to show that you got a plan. You got a plan. Fans usually the average fan can be level-headed if you give them some kind of plan. Whether they agree with it or not is a whole other thing, but at least you have some direction, and they have something that they can hang on to, again, coming back to hope, and have that where they can place that hope. And then there's if you're a Knicks fan. And then there's just, you know, hanging on for dear life that things were are gonna work out.
Or that's a good point.
I mean, the Knicks are the definition of not being able to get out of their own way. Maybe more than any other franchise of my lifetime in any sport. I don't know if there is a team that can have things go good for it and be like, you know what, knock it all down. I don't like any of that.
Dallas.
Dallas is pretty good at that too. That's a good. That's a great cop right there. Dallas or the Knicks, it's one of those teams that is definitely up for that. We are going to take a quick timeout in a minute. We'll be joining a little after 4:30 by GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul, going to be joining us. Looking forward to that. Talk a little hockey. One last thing I wanted to touch on before the break, Michael.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders says that college football needs a salary cap. I also believe that water is wet. I wanted both those things just to be out there, just so everybody had them at the same time to hit their brain at the same time. Of course it needs a salary cap. It's always needed a salary cap. It's no different than any other sport. Like when you try to blur lines, all you do is make a new color. That's all you're doing. Yeah, it's all that's going to happen. This was always going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot believe that it did not happen sooner. Is the only shocking thing.
Yeah, and I can't believe that they haven't done more to try to fix it.
Because the thing that you couldn't have almost a worse messenger for this than Deion Sanders.
I think he's probably the best messenger for it right now.
In many regards, you're right. You're right. In many regards. I only mean just the way that the public persona of Deion has changed.
All right, okay.
But no, you're right about him as the guy himself, the man himself. He definitely knows what he's talking about. And it's coming from a place of understanding and better an understanding than I got of it.
Right.
This should have been the case, and this isn't rocket science. This isn't stuff that took a whole lot of brain power to think of. That kids were going to eventually, you know, young adults, I should say, not kids, young adults were eventually going to look at what was happening in college football, and the fact that the head coach is my head coach. If I'm on any college football team, basically in the state, if I'm at the major university in that state, my head football coach is the highest paid state employee. Whether we're talking UW or Ohio State or any other team you want to mention. So they're making that kind of money, and I have a scholarship. A scholarship that can be taken any second from me. Any second from me. None of this is guaranteed for me. Whereas that coach has got money for life. The university that is selling the TV rights and the bowl rights and et cetera and et cetera, they're never going out of business. What? How many American universities have gone out of business this past year? Or the past 5 years? Past 10 years? Past 20 years? Past 30 years? It's a business, man. They ain't going out of business. They're fine. Like, but the players, the workers, coming back to this again, and unions and that again. Those players, a scholarship is a wonderful thing. An education is a almost priceless thing, except when everybody else is making money but you. And nobody else is putting their life on the line. Nobody else is putting their career on the line. A coach does bad in college football, he'll get another job.
Somewhere, eventually,
A player goes out there, blows out their knee for nothing. Well, thank you for playing. Maybe we'll see you at the alumni game. Maybe we'll retire your jersey and put it in the circle.
When you put it like that, I agree. Now, one thing I want you to look at, though, is today at the Big 12 Media Days, Iowa State's coach, Campbell, he made a comment about how every day is free agency signing day in college sports. And he's like, we've done well, we've been able to retain it. But there's going to be a time when we can't because we just don't have the money. And that's playing into what Dion said. There needs to be something, there needs to be accountability that, no, you're not just there one and done. You need to have 2-3 years.
One of the things that we've touched on this number of times, the other side of this for me is the accountability part. And if we're doing this to, okay, you're an adult now, you want to pay an adult paycheck, great. You're an adult, you want to sign an adult contract, great. You know what that means? You got to fulfill the contract.
Right.
This isn't monopoly money here. You agree to a deal, you don't get to just jump in the transfer portal because you got two guys ahead of you on the roster, on the depth chart and everything.
Right.
That is one of the biggest things that's hurting my argument from before. As somebody who has been fighting forever for players to get paid in college sports, the biggest thing that has held it back and the biggest thing that people like to throw in anybody's face that takes that side is, well, they can just leave any second they want, which I will counter with, so can every coach in college sports.
Yep.
But regardless of that, even that doesn't make it right, though, because I don't think coaches should be able to do that either.
No, I don't think so either.
I'm sorry that a big university offered you a nice paycheck and everything like that. Guess what? You fulfilled a contract. You made a bigger
Brett Bielema right there.
Bigger than a contract, you made a promise to young adults that you are giving them a prime example. The one person that's supposed to be showing them what it's like to be an adult, and you're showing them the exact opposite of it. Or maybe that is what, if that's the kind of human beings you want to raise or the kind of human beings you want. I don't think so. I don't think that's what we're looking for out of our athletes. I think...
Lincoln Riley, Brett Bielema, though, I mean, those are two biggest ones that I'd say. They said, well, see you later once it gets to the money aspect.
How can they be surprised that athletes are acting this way?
When they did it themselves.
All they've ever seen is coaches acting this way.
Right.
I learned it from you, Dad. What are we doing here? Every time I hear these adults whining and complaining about the way things are or the way kids are, when none of them are willing to look in the mirror and realize they learned it from you.
Yep, exactly. I agree, man.
We got to go to break. We'll do that. We'll come back with the fourth period. GM, head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Canes, Coach Paul, going to be joining us in a few right here on 105.5 WIRI's Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Impulse Printing and Family Natural Foods.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo. All great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with WAM Incorporated. WAM Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, whaminc.com. WAM Inc. for the hero in you.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker in a move for the ages. 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, slight storm chance, low, low 60s. For tomorrow, more humid, partly sunny, isolated storms, muggy highs in the low 80s. Low 80s Friday, scattered storms. Some storms still possible Saturday, dry and pleasant Sunday. It's 82 right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at 105.5 WIRI. Hope y'all are having a great one out there. Thank you so much for joining us. I understand the music doesn't necessarily go with the what we're doing right now, and I could not help myself. It's Miranda Lambert. I do not apologize. I will not apologize. I cannot help it. But I do have something that I do want to play because we don't get to do this much this time of year and everything. So there it is. We want to start the fourth period with our good friend, GM, head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Canes, Coach Paul, joining us right now. Thanks for being in studio with us, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
I want to talk hockey with you guys. I want to talk River Kings hockey specifically. But before we do, I don't know if you guys saw this story, but former Vancouver Canuck, Todd Bertuzzi, who's 50 now, is making a comeback. He's making a comeback. Looks like he may even sign with the Canucks, but at least for right now, he is suiting up with the Cambridge Hornets of the Allen Cup Hockey League. I want to say congratulations to Todd for continuing to lace them up and being able to lace them up. This cannot help, and nobody who has hockey in their veins, it cannot help but remind you of the great Gordie Howe, who I guarantee you, whatever you believe in an afterlife, Gordie Howe is playing hockey in it.
What about Reggie Dunlop?
That's a good one. Gordie Howe played until he was 52 years old and 11 days. He played professional hockey up until then. He was still with the and played up in with Hartford Whalers for a while too, into his late age as well. And then there's also the stories of Gordie Howe in his late 60s, still playing in like minor league teams and stuff. Jaromír Jágr, I think recently broke his record for oldest player ever and everything. And you don't see this in any other sport. You see these guys show up in old time games, sure, but you don't see like guys literally putting on skates and getting out there and playing hockey at those ages.
As long as none of them sign with like the Squatch or the Havoc, I think we're all right.
I did notice that we didn't sign any 50-plus-year-olds, Coach. I wanted to talk to you about that. Why? No.
We did have some inquiries. That's for sure.
Let's start there right away. As far as because I had a couple of conversations with my dad about this recently. When it comes to signing players, is there a window that you can and cannot sign players, talk to players, or anything like that?
Like
at this
a dead
level?
Period or something?
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, something like
it's you have to until the deadline. You can't talk to anybody until Nationals is over. Okay. So April 1st is usually the starting time of free agency.
No joking.
Right. No.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. That's interesting.
Just making sure April 1st.
That's interesting. So with that, how has it been going this summer? How's it been going scouting, looking at players, all that?
It's good. It's good. I just had a Russian defenseman commit and also a Canadian defenseman who's bigger than Beauchamp.
Oh, boy.
he's 6'6", 230.
Oh, man.
Ooh. And he's just an absolute beast. So we're excited about that. The Russian, who's an 09, which would be the youngest on the scale, is 6'3", 195. Shh. So we're gonna have some size, and so
is his nickname Drago.
he looks like it. him and Mikhail Ilyin, right? There you look.
That's his nickname now. It's his nickname. Yeah. It's definitely his nickname. Yeah. on that point, and that's great to hear. I mean, it's great. It's certainly size. It stands out, and to even the layman hockey fan out there, I imagine. But I real quick, I can't. And I was, again, just talking about this with my dad. It feels like it happened overnight with the change in the NHL and in hockey in general. The size of these players. It's just insane. Mm-hmm. It used to be you saw these guys kind of play in other sports and everything, and every once in a while you saw a guy, Chara, somebody like that or something. You didn't mm-hmm. see that often. And I don't know if it's more surprising that or the size of the goalies and how much that's changed from when we were kids to now. It's nothing to see a 6'6", 6'5", goalie, mm-hmm. It's which just makes it more impressive the way people are still scoring the way that they are.
Well, it's funny that you say that because that big defenseman I just mentioned, he has a brother, a younger brother, who's 6'8" goalie.
6'8".
When's he going to be making the trip?
Well, he wanted me to take him. I already have three goalies. Yeah.
Nothing against the goalies that we're going to have. Yeah. But boy, oh boy.
Well, yeah, it's something to keep an eye on, though. That kid's young kid. That's good.
It's a good relationship to build, right?
Yeah. But yeah.
The Junior River Kings, maybe?
Yeah.
He's, you know, when you talk about that, the size and all that kind of stuff, I mean, back when I played, it was bigger, right? Mm-hmm. They weren't necessarily fast, but that's what they were all looking for was the size, mm-hmm. right? And then you start going down into the 90s and early 2000s where guys got smaller, faster, quicker, right?
Yep.
More skilled, Theo Fleury and guys like that. And then now all of a sudden, now you got 6'4" guys that can fly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, so, and I think it's just technology, the training. You know, there's so much more available, the way you're taking care of your body now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. These guys are machines. It's you look at some of the guys that come into our camp,
mm-hmm.
and you could tell the guys that actually are serious about it, mm-hmm. and guys that have no idea what they're about to embark on.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And some of these kids are well taken care of.
One of the certainly not only I agree, you're talking facts over there with the change of the game and the evolution of the player and all that. One thing I'll piggyback onto that is hockey in general as a sport, every division of it, every league of it, especially the NHL, has done an incredible job of spreading the sport, mm-hmm. and making it more available for more people. And again, when we were kids, maybe not everybody could play hockey because it just was an expensive sport. It wasn't easy. It wasn't always accessible. Not every community had it. You're hard-pressed now to find a community that doesn't have some kind of hockey organization or something for the youth at a young age somewhere around it. You're seeing the sport grow in so many ways. It's such a cool thing to see. I don't know that I ever saw that coming as a kid. I don't know that I ever thought that hockey... I always thought that hockey deserved to be big. I couldn't understand why people didn't like it. But I don't know that I saw that it going that route. And hockey and baseball have done an incredible job of this, of getting down to the youth level, going to rural communities, building an ice rink, getting here's a bunch of equipment. Same thing with baseball and fields. It's the smartest investment you can make. It really is.
I think what's happened now is that because we've done such a good job here over the last, let's just say, 25 years, well, now you have so many excellent players with nowhere to go, so now they're going to Europe.
Yeah.
And now they're playing in these pro leagues, and that's building up that country's base, right? Mm. So now, I mean, I'm getting emails from kids from countries that, you know, like Scotland.
It's crazy. Right?
Yeah. Ireland.
Yeah.
And Japan. And all of a sudden, now you're looking at this, and these, right?
It's crazy.
It just took one guy that went over there 20 years ago, and he just keeps building this and that. And now all of a sudden, guys are sprouting out. And it's making that more, we're having more quality players, but the problem is that our league, I feel, is growing so much that it's watering down, that I think the caliber would go up if we kind of just put the brakes on already, you know, and just let guys figure it out. Instead of taking everybody and anybody.
And much like, so this is really similar to an argument I have about baseball. And that you shouldn't have guys batting .220 starting in baseball. That doesn't make any sense mm-hmm. to me. It doesn't. Never in my lifetime would that have ever happened. But you got so many teams now. You got to fill the rosters. You got so many of this. So you got to do it. I think the greatest way to make baseball a better sport is to get rid of two teams. It'll never happen. That's
I nominate the two from Chicago.
Yeah, I figured that was coming. I kind of walked into that. But when it comes to the USPHL, it's a similar story that's happening. And it wasn't that way from in the beginning and the start of it. But I see the concern. It's something that I know I've been worried about. Along with that, when you have too many cooks in the kitchen and some things like that, you also have a lot of the teams that are doing the right thing, the teams that are handling their business and all that, suffer the most because there's this guy that doesn't know what he's doing, or this guy that doesn't even they have this open position, so they can't even make a decision over there. This team and all of these things going on, and then you want to add even more teams to that, and which just leads to more confusion. I understand that money is the answer to all your questions, no matter how much I bark or anything like that. It's always going to come down to that. I get it. I'm an adult, but at a certain point. You would think that the it's about the product. You can't make money without the product. Mm-hmm. If you're watering down the product, that doesn't seem to be a good business model.
You're exactly right. The problem is the guy running the league has his own products.
Right.
Right. And that's a conversation for another.
Right. Well, when it comes to for our team, though,
it makes recruiting very difficult.
Right.
It's extremely, because now you're getting average players who think, because they got 10 different offers, because teams just need to fill their roster,
mm-hmm.
right? And listen, there's teams in our division right now, I don't even know if they have a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit last time.
It's July, right? And we're still in the same boat. So now you're like, well, now are they even going to have a team?
Right.
I mean, like Hudson struggled last year. Mm. I think they're a little more, they're going to be more set up this year, but the Dells is in total transition right now. So, you know, half the teams in our league got new ownerships, they got new coaches, they got new, you know.
It's chaos. Wild.
It's chaos.
You know, with the USPHL, I know they got the different divisions, the Elite, the Premier, the NCDC, whatever that, I never really picked up on that one yet. I haven't explored it much, but they're talking, I keep seeing teams added to that. Okay. All right. Because I was just kind of curious what your thought was.
It's supposed to be the tier two. It's supposed to be the higher level, right? So my job is to get guys. So you see guys from last year, like Garcia, Bolduc, Obstfelder, Allstrand. Yep. All these guys have been tendered to go to these higher level teams, right? Mm-hmm. That's my job. Push them up.
Yeah.
Right? But the problem is during the season last year, we had a guy, Hunter Raffert, went to Wilkes-Barre. For a week, played in three games there, came back, hated it. Mm. Huh. I said, Coach, we're better than these guys.
Huh.
The problem is half of the goody premier teams are better than most of the NCAA.
That's crazy.
Teams.
And then my next question on that would that be, because of that, you take your top teams from the premier, like Rapids is, some of the other ones like Fort Wayne, for example, just throwing names out there. What's stopping them from moving them up?
A lot. Money.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Right.
So now you get the NCDC, which is supposed to be free pay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now this commissioner brings in half of those new teams last year. They're paying. They're charging kids to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got a mixture of this, which you can't do.
No.
So, but he's doing it, right? So now we've already had this conversation with the commissioner. It's like, well, why aren't we NCDC?
Mm-hmm.
We're just as good, if not better, than 90% of those teams.
Yeah.
Don't make enough money.
Right, Kyle Cupolo, when we pushed him up to the Mercer Chiefs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where Obstfelder's tendered in, and Allstrand, right? So they're going to the main camp, and Obstfelder, I got to a North American League training camp.
Mm.
I'm on their scouting staff now in Corpus Christi,
right,
Texas.
On.
So you try to move these guys along.
Yeah.
But half the time we're better than them.
Yeah, that's
that makes it hard.
Makes it makes
well, it's now like guys don't want to pay. Well, why would I come here and pay when I can go play there for free?
Yeah.
Right? Free. It's not really free.
Right.
You're paying $1,000 a month in building.
Yeah.
I mean, really? There's a lot of sham.
It muddies down what should be about advancing these players, growing this sport, winning games, all that. Yeah. I can't. The GM part of the job just has to be the most frustrating part, I imagine.
It's brutal. You know, at the end of the year, you look, I mean, we were ranked 7th out of 72 teams.
Outstanding.
Not bad. You know how hard it is to get players?
Yeah.
The conversations that I have to have with kids that are. That would be our second, third line guys, right? And they all think that they should play for free.
Yeah.
Because they got 20 other offers from every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Yeah.
And so that's what you're constantly up against. And now you got all these Canadian teams coming in.
Yep.
Obviously we've had some luck with.
Yeah.
Right? Well, now all of a sudden they're plopping teams right in that area. And I'm like,
That's got to make it even more tougher.
I'm waiting for them to reshuffle the divisions again because they're bringing in so many teams.
There's something on the horizon.
Oh boy, I didn't mean to hit on that.
But
let's just say it'll be good.
Okay.
Right on.
It's gonna ruffle some feathers.
We will be getting into that in the next fourth period. I think we'll get into that show down the line. I'm looking forward to that, and I appreciate the transparency, the conversation as always with you, Coach. I think I do have a bit of an idea. My oldest, a couple of months back, had her first child. I am a proud papa now, first time papa. I'm very excited about it. As you notice, I will shoehorn this into conversations. That's how proud I am of it. So we start just growing our own kids. We just start having our own camps and everything. You got a new granddaughter around. Congratulations. Mazel tov. Salud to you and yours.
Thank you.
We just start having the kids just get in there. That's what we'll do. We'll just start bringing our own kids.
Yeah. Wild turkey on my farm has a bunch of pullets now. I mean, there you have. There you go.
Give him a helmet. Let's see what we can do. Coach, always good talking to you. Appreciate the time with you and everything. And we'll be keeping an eye on things. You guys keep an eye on things as well. RiverKingsHockey.com. Be sure to go on over there. Bookmark that page. Keep up to date on all the interesting things that are going on over there. And be sure to follow them on social media, everybody. They do a great job keeping up to date on different things that are going on and fun things that are happening throughout the season. There is no off season anymore with any sport.
We're going to start releasing some signings and stuff like that.
Awesome.
We're going to start getting that going. We're close. I mean, I like what we got right now, but we're still a couple pieces away. But we look good.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, can't wait. It'll be exciting. Looking forward to it. We'll be talking about it in the next conversation, Coach. Thanks again for joining us.
You got it. Thank you.
Michael and I will be back with more show coming up here on 105.5 WIRI.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo. All great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with Wham Incorporated. Wham Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, whaminc.com. Wham Inc. for the hero in you.
Think WeatherTech specialists. Next time you hear the weather and visit our friends from TJ's Auto and Collision Center, make sure to protect your vehicle in this Wisconsin weather.
This is 105.5 WIRI.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You can try to love her, but you leave your heartbreaking boots. One bad habit, I hope she never breaks.
WIRI on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Hi, this is Dottie V, host of Weekend Wake Up. Join me each Sunday morning during the 10 o'clock hour as I bring you the Gospel Country Music Hour, where we'll hear a blend of the classic gospel you know and love and some new artists along the way. Join us each Sunday morning on 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, slight storm chance, low 60s. For tomorrow, more humid, partly sunny, isolated storms, muggy highs in the low 80s. Low 80s Friday, scattered storms. Some storms still possible Saturday, dry and pleasant Sunday. Right now it's 80.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here on 105.5 WIRI, wrapping things up. A big thank you to Coach Paul for joining us. Always good hanging out and talking with him. Gotta love talking summer hockey. Love it. Oh, yeah. Love it, Coach. Thank you. Appreciate you. RiverKingsHockey.com. Get on over there, everybody. Bookmark that page. Get ready for a new fun season. We will be having the home games of River Kings Hockey right here with the voice of the River Kings, Michael Comer.
Oh, yeah. I did that.
Add that to your list of things.
Hopefully things to listen to, I hope.
I wanted to get into a couple of other things with you, Michael, before we wrapped up. You mentioned this earlier. The NBA and they're trying to stay relevant in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Released their groupings for the 2025 NBA Cup tournament released by the league. The defending NBA Cup champions, the Milwaukee Bucks, will play in this along with New York, Chicago, Charlotte, and Miami. The league announced these games are. You know, it's an interesting thing. It's something that they basically borrowed from soccer or stole from soccer, however you want to word it.
The Champions League.
Yeah, you know, things like that. This isn't about us. This is about the younger generation and things that they like and trying to get them more interested in these games.
I like it because for me, it's kind of like the bowl games in college football.
Thank you.
And I'll sit there and I'll watch that. I'll sit there and watch some of those in-season games when I normally don't care about the NBA then. Or like now if the NHL did something like that, but the problem is every once in a while with the NHL, they got the Four Nations Cup that takes away about, 7 days, 10 days?
Yeah.
And then every 4 years they got the Olympics that takes about 3 weeks out of season. So I mean, I can understand the NHL maybe not doing that, but at the same time, the NHL, man, that's the most... When the Stanley Cup playoffs are going on, that's the only time I ever have seen hockey on at a bar.
Right.
Or, yeah. I mean, other than the Olympics or something like that.
I know what you mean.
You know, because it's usually me saying, hey, put hockey on.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously when football's on, I don't do that. But the thing is, I would love to see the NHL do something like that.
Yeah.
And make it the Gretzky Cup.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or the Walk Cup. You know, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I'm liking all of that. That's
but,
great.
But either way, what I'm getting at is all of these teams are going to be doing something. All these leagues, I should say.
Yes.
I mean, maybe we'll never see baseball do it because that'll just take away so much from the 162 season.
Yeah.
But you can do it with the shorter seasons, but that are between baseball and football.
I think winning, you know...
There's a lot of bragging rights.
It's fun to win. It's fun to see. And look at how the Milwaukee Bucks season went last year.
Yeah, just
and, yeah, I mean, if you're a Bucks fan, you at the very least had that. You at the very least. And if you look at the Dame and Giannis combo, you got that out of it. And again, for anybody, like as a fan, I'm not going to tell a fan how to think or feel.
No.
That's fine. All I ask is that you take into consideration with this how the players feel about it.
Yep.
And the players fought for this.
Yep.
The players wanted this. Now, did they want it because of the cup or because of the money, the extra money they get?
Oh,
who
it's
cares?
The money. More than likely, the was the money, but
either way, they're
let's
still
not be dumb.
For it. Yeah, it's still fighting for it, and I think that's awesome. And if they care, I'm not gonna as the person who is sitting on my couch, not sweating my tail off, while, you know, playing the game.
I'll sweat watching the game.
I do that pretty much. But that's just being a Chicago fan. That you're constantly just nervous and sweating and unsure of yourself or your team. I did want to send a shout out to a couple of players last night and made highlights. Jacob Mizrowski with the 12 Ks gave up a homer to Otani, like everybody does, but otherwise outdueled Clayton Kershaw, which was kind of cool to see. Just again, whether you care about the teams or not, I just like seeing young, great pitchers because we see so few of them anymore, and I'm going to enjoy them before they end up getting hurt or whatever else happens. But then, my favorite thing in sports, It may just be, Michael. I've had to really press myself on this one. I don't know if it's stealing home or if it is an inside the park home run, but both I just love.
Yeah.
It never gets old to me. I cannot watch. I've literally done this, watched a reel, like a 20-minute reel of just inside the park home runs stealing home and stuff. Cannot get enough of it. And a shout out to the Bailey kid from San Francisco that had a beautiful inside the park home run. If you were trying to hit the ball in the one part of the field that it's going to ricochet and go too far for the center fielder, couldn't have asked for a better hit to do this on. And he got on his... He hits it, and he thinks for a second it's a home run. And then the very next second, he realizes it's not going to go out, but it still could be a home run. And, yeah. And you just see him working it. It's so much fun to watch. It's a great play. Shout out to both of them with that one. So with the... last night's games, going into the All-Star break, some of this conversation that's going on, the home run derby that is happening, I feel like baseball's kind of won the summer so far. I don't know if they've always done that, and it shouldn't be shocking or anything like that, but I feel like baseball's,
There's no World Cup, there's no Olympics, though NFL's been relatively quiet, the NBA was just par for the course.
Yeah.
I mean, Florida won a cup again.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's been fun hanging out with you, man. Thanks a lot for being here.
No problem, buddy.
Thank you to all of you out there for hanging out with us. We'll be back on Friday. More show.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hello and welcome to Laura's Lounge on 105.5 FM WIRI. My name is Laura and I am so happy to be here with you on this Wednesday evening. Let's kick things off here with Little Big Town.